You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Well, if you're sexually active right now, turn up the volume because my next guest is here to share what is trending in birth control, what's working and what's not. To help you determine which birth control method is right for you, please welcome the gynecologist who wrote V is for Vagina, Dr. Alyssa Dweck.
Thank you.
So there are so many different birth control methods out there. I mean, you know, I used to be a peer counselor in high school. And so, you know, some of them are still around, such as the condoms and also the barrier method and also, you know, the pill, of course. But there's some new ones out there, too. So please share with the Wellness for Life listeners, what are the hot new birth control methods that are available?
You bet. So, you know, the pill still remains the most common form of reversible birth control for American women, with about 28% of women using this form. However, some of the newer forms are really, really exciting and long-acting and reversible, particularly the IUDs. What I'm finding in my practice, which is so incredibly interesting, is that a lot of the young women who are new to birth control and new to sexual activity are actually coming in and asking for the Skyla IUD by name, because this is a 3-year hormonally secreting IUD that's very effective, safe, and reliable for birth control. And it gives my patients another option in addition to the pill that's quite helpful for birth control. So I'd say the IUD and some of the other longer acting forms of birth control, like the implant, are also popular.
Okay, so, you know, the IUD, my biggest concern is that what you're doing is you're putting into the uterus, a healthy, natural uterus, a plastic. I believe they're plastic, and some of them even have metal in it. And I know that there's a higher rate of pelvic inflammatory disease. Isn't that correct?
There is a very, very low risk of pelvic infection with IUD. However, that's quite rare. And we really try to choose our patients very carefully and individually when we counsel them regarding the best form of contraception for them. Because after all, it's really such an individual decision for a patient that she should make in conjunction with her partner and also with her healthcare provider, and keeping her own medical background and family history in mind.
Okay, so then, you know, what other methods do you recommend? There's the birth control pill, and I like the way you said that it's reversible, because there are some birth control that are not. But let's talk about the methods that most of us can use.
Right. So birth control pills, as I mentioned, are probably the most popular, but it seems that over the last, you know, 10 years or so, that the use of IUDs has really gone up quite a bit, from 2 to 10%. So this is really a new thing in our practices. And the American College of OBGYNs has now really encouraged us as gynecologists to offer IUDs as first-line birth control options for our patients. There are several types of IUDs, because I know you mentioned this earlier. So there are the hormone-secreting IUDs called Skyla and Mirena. And the really unique thing about Skyla is that it's specifically intended to be really helpful for the young woman who has not had children or pregnancies yet, because its small size makes insertion very easy. The other forms would be condoms, for sure. And this is very important to keep in mind, whether you're using the pill or a long-acting reversible form of contraception, because this is really the only way to try to protect yourself from sexually transmitted infections. So I do usually recommend condoms along with other forms of birth control for many women for that reason. So I think those are very popular. There are some more permanent forms of birth control, for example, tubal ligation, and also male vasectomy, but of course these are for when you're 100% sure you're really done having children.
Right, right. And you know, there was a major problem in the past called the sponge. Is that still available?
The sponge is available, and actually I don't believe the problem existed with the actual device, but more so was a company reorganization in order to reprovide the sponge after it not being available for a short time. The sponge is basically a disposable device that's used to prevent pregnancy as a barrier method, but it also has a spermicide in it so that it will help to prevent pregnancy in that way.
Right. It's the same kind of spermicide that you would use with a diaphragm. Isn't that correct?
Yes. So a diaphragm, another a little older but still not so unpopular way to prevent pregnancy. And this is used along with a contraceptive jelly to prevent pregnancy. And the nice thing about all three of these barrier methods, the condom, the sponge, the diaphragm, is that they do also help prevent and protect you against sexually transmitted infections. So this is important.
You mean when you say sexually transmitted protection, are you saying putting it together, using them together?
Or using any of them individually or together with another form of birth control is helpful for both prevention of pregnancy and infection. I should make note that the barrier methods do have a much higher failure rate than the longer-acting reversible contraceptives like the IUD or the birth control pill. The efficacy rate of the IUD, for example, is about 99%. It's so easy because you don't have to remember to take a pill every day or to use a device every time you have intercourse, and therefore the efficacy rate is really quite high. And I think that's what some of the young women are really loving about the IUD over the pill, is that they don't have to remember to take something every single day, which can sometimes be a chore. They just really have to remember to check the string and make sure that the IUD remains in place.
I know that, you know, when it comes to young people's health, and they may be sexually active, having their, you know, obviously we can have more sex as well as different partners. And when it comes to that, and you're trying to prevent sexual diseases, particularly herpes, genital herpes, it's such a common condition nowadays, and as well as condylomas, which are warts around your vagina or on your cervix. And so I'd like us to talk a little bit about that and what's the most important birth control, which I believe it's the condom and the right kind of condom, not the natural ones. I'd like to talk more about some of these sexually transmitted diseases that we can really prevent.
Sure. Gonorrhea and chlamydia are truly very, very well prevented with the use of latex condoms. So I really advocate for those. The two infections that you mentioned, herpes and HPV, human papillomavirus, which can cause warts and cervical cancer depending on strain, are skin-to-skin transmission type infections. So although condoms are very helpful for cutting down the risk of transmission, they're not 100%. Because you still have contact with genital skin, and therefore these infections can still be transmitted. So it's really important to get screened, get tested, get educated, and really take that responsibility.
I think it's really important. I know this might sound strange, but to tell your partner, ask your partner, you know, if they've had any sexually transmitted diseases in the past, and or if they do you even know what they are? Because some people don't. They just kind of like, they think, oh, I just have a growth of my penis and it's not a big deal. But that's not true, right? We need to ask people.
No question. Communication is key. And keep your eyes open. It's important to notice your own symptoms and notice your partner's symptoms, for sure.
Yes, yes, that's right. I know that a lot of women, and young women, they need to learn more about this information. And for you, thank you so much, Dr. Dweck. I love all the information you brought to us. And it's really important to everyone out there to look at how birth control, there's so many different options. One that doesn't involve drugs, one that doesn't involve anything that might be invasive, things that you can use right away as well to prevent disease. All right, to learn more about birth control, do visit my Once for Life radio show page. And this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MT. Until next time, stay well.